What's all the fuss about actively managed ETFs? Nikki Giles, head of strategy at Prescient Fund Services. Globally, actively managed exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are making waves in the investment world. In the US alone, the assets under management, AUM, for active ETFs currently stands at an impressive $773 billion, up by more than 90% since the end of 2018. This surge in popularity is reflected in the number of new launches. As of the 31st of August 2024, 309 of the 415 newly launched ETFs were actively managed. Europe has seen its own boost, with actively managed ETFs reaching a total AUM of $49.29 billion by the end of the third quarter this year. A landmark was reached when a JP Morgan fund became the first European active ETF to top $10 billion in AUM. This shift isn't just limited to international markets. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange, JSE, introduced new regulations in October 2022 that opened the doors for actively managed ETFs, AMETFs. Previously, only index tracking or passive ETFs were allowed on the JSE. The first AMETF was listed in May 2023, marking a significant step in South Africa's ETF market. Today, the number of AMETFs on the JSE is steadily growing, reflecting a broader global trend. Why the appeal? So why are AMETFs becoming so popular? Here are some of the main benefits. 1. Cost efficiency. ETFs, in general, are perceived as cheaper investment vehicles compared to their unlisted collective investment scheme, CIS, counterparts. This is largely because ETFs have historically been passively managed, resulting in lower management fees. While actively managed ETFs may have slightly higher costs than passive ETFs, they could provide a more cost-effective alternative to traditional unit trusts. The lack of classes for listed AMETFs democratize the cost of investing for retail investors, providing a single standardized cost structure that is accessible to all investors. 2. Accessibility. One of the standout benefits of AMETFs is accessibility. As exchange-traded products, they can be bought and sold as easily as any other listed security. This ease of access contrasts sharply with traditional unit trusts, which require investors to go through management company platforms or intermediaries like LISP platforms to trade. Once an AMETF is listed, anyone with access to an online trading platform can purchase it, no matter where they are in the world. As Roland Russo analogizes, listing an ETF is like selling your product on Amazon, compared to a mutual fund, which can only be found in a physical store. 3. Flexibility and liquidity. Unlike unit trusts, which can only be bought or sold at the fund's net asset value, NAV, at the end of the trading day, AMETFs offer real-time flexibility. Investors can trade them throughout the trading day at market prices, providing an added level of liquidity. 4. Regulatory protection. All AMETFs are collective investment schemes and are regulated by South Africa's Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, under the Collective Investment Schemes Control Act. This means that investors enjoy the same regulatory protections as they would when investing in unlisted unit trusts. 5. No minimum investment. One significant advantage of AMETFs is that they don't have a minimum investment amount requirement, unlike many unit trust platforms that often require a sizable initial outlay. This makes AMETFs accessible for smaller investors, allowing them to purchase whole units and build wealth incrementally. 6. U.S. tax advantage. It does need to be mentioned that in the U.S., ETFs have a tax advantage over mutual funds. Due to a tax structure known as the in-kind redemption mechanism, ETFs can avoid generating capital gains for investors until they sell their shares, whereas mutual funds may pass on capital gains taxes annually. This tax efficiency adds to the appeal of ETFs in the U.S., where tax considerations play a substantial role in investor decisions. However, this can't be seen as a reason for AMETF popularity in Europe or South Africa, as these markets do not offer the same tax benefits. The local landscape. As of the second quarter of 2024, South African Collective Investment Schemes, SIS, reported R3.64 trillion in assets under management across 1,852 portfolios. With the majority of these assets in actively managed funds, the total market capitalization of ETFs listed on the JSE, including AM ETFs, stood at over R180 billion as of October 2024, a fraction of the total SIS AUM. But with 22 AM ETFs now listed, their presence in the market is growing, though there's still room for expansion. Challenges to growth. While the potential of AM ETFs is undeniable, certain barriers to growth remain. 1. Chicken and egg. The adoption of AM ETFs hinges on availability. Until there is a critical mass of AM ETFs that offer sufficient diversification across asset classes, the uptake will likely remain slow. However, once enough AM ETFs are listed, it could spark greater investor interest and spur innovation in accessing the JSE. 2. Lack of choice. Currently, the number of AM ETFs available is limited, particularly across different asset classes. As a result, many investors continue to rely on traditional SIS platforms to diversify their investments. Until more AM ETFs are launched, the scope for diversification in this space will remain narrow. The road ahead. The introduction of AM ETFs on the JSE has the potential to reshape the landscape of investment in South Africa. With global and local markets moving towards more dynamic, accessible, and cost-effective investment vehicles, it seems likely that AM ETFs will continue to grow in popularity. For investors, this presents new opportunities to blend active management with the liquidity and convenience of ETFs, making these products well worth the attention they're receiving. Ends. Author at Nikki Giles, Prescient Fund Services Plus posts. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.